We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a special edition, a scary edition of the Mr. Wonderful Meatball Movie Podcast. Today, we're diving into Friday the 13th, all things related to Friday the 13th, because with it being Friday the 13th, today's a day to hang out, watch some good scary movies. So what scary movies should you watch for Friday the 13th? Well, today I'm going to give you a good list of 13 horror movies, 13 scary movies that you could pop on today and watch for Friday the 13th. So let's get some scary music going in the background. Let me see if I can get this going right now. Here it's it. Ooh. Yeah, a little Ash versus the Evil Dead right there for ya. All right, let's count down this list. Coming in at number 13 on the top, Friday the 13th, 13 scary movies you should watch for Friday the 13th. Number 13, I actually watched this last night. It's one of my favorites. It's not really a scary movie. It's more a comedy, so start things off with a little Shaun of the Dead. The first film from Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright that kind of blew up here in America. Big film. Good movie. Funny movie. Got a little bit of scares to it as well. A little horror to it. So a nice way to kind of kick off your Friday the 13th with something not too scary, but not super funny as well. Like, not just a total comedy. A good comedy horror film for you to start off with. At number 12, this is where things get a little bit scarier and a little bit more creepier. Rob Zombie's The Devil's Rejects. Loved this movie. This movie was a movie that I remember seeing in theaters and people actually walked out of during the hotel scene because of how grotesque and how violent and how uncomfortable this movie is. But it's a great movie. I think it's Rob Zombie at his best before he goes in and kind of reimagines the Halloween franchise as well. So give it a watch, The Devil's Rejects. At number 11 on the list, Alien. The original Alien movie is an absolute must-watch, a fantastic film, just really super scary. Sigourney Weaver, that final girl, does an amazing job in this movie. So Alien comes in at number 11. Hopping into the top 10, at number 10, let's give George A. Romero a little bit of love here. Night of the Living Dead, the original. This film is not only scary and terrifying for what it is and kind of the time that it came out, but it's also a groundbreaking movie. There's a lot of political messages in this movie. If you've never noticed it, it deals with the race issue a lot as well. I mean, this is a film that was made right after Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. Your lead is a black man. The ending of the movie, the sequences that occur involving that character, absolutely, truly a heavy message that they're delivering in the form of a horror movie. So the original Night of the Living Dead, a must see, coming in at number 10. At number 9, the 1980 John Carpenter version of The Thing, starring Kurt Russell. This is one of my Halloween favorite movies to watch. Just an absolute gore fest. The special effects, it's a fantastic movie, one worth checking out on this Friday the 13th. Moving into number 8, this is a more modern horror film. I call it one of the scariest horror films that we've gotten in this kind of modern horror age. It Follows. It Follows is absolutely terrifying. After I saw this in theaters, I went a good week where any kind of noises, even around my house, just scared me the bejesus out of me. It brought me to a point where I was saying Hail Marys in my house. I mean, this film is absolutely terrifying. And I realized something right now as I just did the number 8 movie. I forgot to do the number 9 movie. So let's jump back a second here for the number 9 movie. And that would be The Conjuring. So The Conjuring comes in at number 9. A good supernatural, a good scary movie. Then number 8, another supernatural film in It Follows that deals with kind of the things that Friday the 13th, the movies made popular, which is the premarital sexy time. Do not have it. That's kind of the feature. If you have it, you might die. So if you've never seen It Follows, that's kind of where I'm going to leave it at. It's one of those kind of 1980s slasher films without being a slasher film, though. You don't have violence in this movie. There is violence, but it's not the violence of the slash them up, cut them up. It's the whole atmosphere of the movie that is absolutely terrifying. Number seven, jumping back to the James Wan style of things, Insidious 1. While I absolutely love Insidious 2, I love Insidious 3, and after going to Halloween Horror Nights and doing the Blumhouse house, which gave a lot of Insidious 4 stuff in the house, I'm excited for Insidious 4, but the original Insidious movie is a must-watch. This is a true scary movie. Down to its core, there's still imagery from this film that, as I'm talking about it, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about the devil's face right there in your face. I'm thinking about going into the further the first time you go in there. So definitely give Insidious a check out. Number six, we're getting close to those top five films to watch on this Friday the 13th. But at number six, I saw it last weekend at The Narrow on Granby Street in Norfolk. A Nightmare on Elm Street. This is my all-time favorite horror movie. So for it to come in at number six, obviously I wasn't doing my favorite movies. I was doing what I think you will enjoy the most. And A Nightmare on Elm Street coming in at number six is because this is the classic. This is a Freddy. This is the scary as oh, there it is. There's the music. This is a terrifying film. This is a scary movie. Oh, wait, the music went away. Let's pull the music back up. Here we go. This is a scary movie. This is Freddy before Freddy became cartoonish. This is Wes Craven telling one of Wes Craven's best. And listen, some honorary mentions. You can really just watch any Wes Craven film on Friday the 13th, and I'd say you succeeded, because you can watch Scream 1 through 4. You can watch The Hills Have Eyes, Last House on the Left, any of them. Any Wes Craven film, but for me, the go-to Wes Craven film is A Nightmare on Elm Street, especially on this day. That brings us to our number five movie, which, as I try to pull it up, the theme to it. Oh, there we go. Number five on this Friday the 13th. Let's go back to Carpenter again and watch his original Halloween movie together. Let's watch Jamie Lee Curtis in her big breakout role, leading lady, Final Girl. A movie that has maybe like less blood than if you were to shave your legs or shave your face and cut yourself, but a terrifying movie nonetheless. The stalking of the babysitter, the best friends being offed one by one right across the street. This film, I remember the first time I saw Michael in the Michael Myers mask, which was nothing more than a William Shatner mask painted white. I screamed as a kid. Still a terrifying movie even all these years later. So definitely give it a watch on this Friday the 13th. Coming in at number four. There it is. Number four, scariest movie to watch on this Friday the 13th. Would be Jamie Lee Curtis's mother in one of her most famous roles and one of Alfred Hitchcock's most famous movies, Psycho. Just the ending alone of this movie is an absolute mind blow. Again, this isn't a violent, violent movie, but this is a scary movie. This is a movie that is terrifying. The Norman Bates, the hotel room. I mean, we all stay in hotel rooms. We've all been in desolate hotel rooms as well. So, it's just a terrifying movie. It's a great movie. Every inch of this movie just bleeds terror and bleeds horror across the board. So definitely give that one a check out on this Friday the 13th. Coming in at number three, though, jumping back over to my man, Ash Williams. And we're going to do Ash Williams in The Evil Dead 2, Sam Raimi's classic. That, as I bring back up the Ash vs. Evil Dead theme, that's a television show. But Evil Dead 2, to me, is the best of the Evil Dead films. I love the first Evil Dead movie. I love Army of Darkness. Hell, I love the 2013 remake of The Evil Dead that they did. And I love the Ash vs. Evil Dead television show. But to me, the Evil Dead 2 is, they did that first film, Now the second film is, we've got more of a budget, we can go a little bit crazier, and we can really scare the crap out of you. I will never forget seeing The Evil Dead 2, just all these years later, a film still to this day that holds up with its special effects, with what it does, with how scary it is. This is a terrifying movie. This is a great movie, and it is a fun movie to watch as well. So The Evil Dead 2, definitely worth a check out on this Friday the 13th. So moving on to the top two films, I'm sure you probably already have an idea of what number one's going to be, but coming in at number two, The Exorcist. This movie, still to this day, I cannot watch after the first time I watched it. I tried one other time to watch it. Like, the first time I watched it, the scary story here. The place where I actually live out now, still, at the time that I was there, my brother was there, and the girl that my brother was engaged to at the time, she was very sensitive to the supernatural. But she had a track record of bringing malevolent supernatural attractions. She stayed at the house. My brother stayed at the house. I was staying at the house. Weird things were happening at the house. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep because of weird things happening. Max was showing The Exorcist. Not Skinamax stuff, because we all know they like to show nudie stuff late at night. No. They were showing The Exorcist at 3 a.m. I had never seen it. I love horror movies. Why not try and watch this scary movie? What a mistake that was. I was terrified. This film was terrifying. The feeling you get watching this movie is just dread from beginning to end. As little Linda Blair, little cute 14-year-old Linda Blair being taken over by a demon. Absolutely bone-chilling. And just the whole extent of this movie. I mean, there are parts of this movie that just haunt me to this day still. The whole idea of, do you know what she did, ya dada? That scared the crap out of me with the head spinning. The whole movie in and of itself is terrifying. If you're a religious person as well, which I am a religious person, I do believe in good, I believe in evil, I believe in God, I believe in the afterlife, I believe in the devil as well. So those concepts all rolled into one movie, and seeing this all unfold and what an exorcism would look like, and what it just, it scares me right now. I'm getting rock goosebumps. Not the good type of goosebumps. The rock goosebumps are usually good. Getting these goosebumps now, not good to get. So The Exorcist, definitely worth a watch on this Friday the 13th. And again, when it goes to not being able to rewatch it again, I did rewatch it one other time when I was super, super sick in college. Because when I'm sick, I normally don't get scared from anything. Like, nothing kind of can get me. Yeah. Sick, rewatching The Exorcist, even knowing everything that happens. I was throwing up, not because I had the flu, but because I was that scared. It was green vomit everywhere. And the number one movie to watch on Friday the 13th. Come on, it's Friday the 13th. You gotta give love to the man and woman that made this day such a popular day. Let's watch the original Friday the 13th, and you know, I'm not going to give you the spoilers and all that, because if you haven't seen the original yet, I'm not going to ruin it for you, that one person out there that doesn't know. But you know, even if you haven't seen it and you've seen the Scream movie, you know the big twist in the original one. But this is a day where you should enjoy a little Friday the 13th. The original one's still one of my absolute favorites. I don't care about the one when Roy happens to be Jason and all that, but this is the one. This is the day. You gotta give love to Friday the 13th. Oh, Friday the 13th. So there it is, 13 movies to watch on this Friday the 13th, 2017, in October. Give them a watch. Everything from Shaun of the Dead to some Rob Zombie stuff to some classics. I mean, I could have told you all about the classics to watch The Mummy from back in the day, watch Dracula from back in the day, all of that stuff, but I stuck it with 13 films that you'd enjoy. Hey, you didn't see that. I just threw my list out into the trash from like 20 feet away and made it. So there you go, Friday the 13th. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the Halloween season as well, because if you don't watch any of these today, you still got about 18 days left before Halloween to enjoy these 13 scary movies. For that, have a great weekend, everybody. Have a great week. I'll be back next week with some movie reviews. Probably going to go check out that new movie, Happy Death Day, which I didn't want to go see, but I guess you've enjoyed it. If you've seen it, I guess you're liking the movie. I guess the critics are liking the movie. So I will cave. I will go see it, and I will give you a review as well for next week. With that being said, enjoy the movies, everybody. Enjoy these 13 movies. Enjoy the movies you do go out and see. And you can always keep in touch with me as well on the Twitter at Wonderful Radio, or right here as well, pointradio.com. Until next week, enjoy the movies.
4
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.